Okay, so aspirin causes two different types of acid-base disturbance. Initially, it causes an acute respiratory alkalosis, and then after some time, it becomes a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. Resources will differ as to how much time is required before this transition occurs. We all like to have a concrete time frame. There's one NBME question floating around for 2CK where they tell you 20 minutes. They say a girl was brought in 20 minutes after being found unconscious next to an empty bottle of aspirin. Okay, so does that mean it was literally 20 minutes? Does it mean she was unconscious for an hour and then found? I mean, we don't know. So, but the point is, in terms of all of the NBME questions I've seen, there was one that mentioned a girl brought in after 20 minutes, and the answer was mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. So initially, we are only going to have an acute respiratory alkalosis. Aspirin directly upregulates respiratory centers. Okay, so in the first 20 minutes, you're going to select a down arrow for CO2 that reflects the respiratory alkalosis, and we're going to have an increase pH. Okay, that makes sense. And our bicarbonate, no change. All right, so there's no time for any type of compensation to occur. If bicarbonate is going to go up or down to compensate for primary respiratory disturbance, it's going to take at least a day, pretty much. So we're going to have a no change for bicarbonate. So if the USMLE told you someone literally consumed a bottle of aspirin 8 minutes ago, what kind of disturbance would you expect? Answer, just acute respiratory alkalosis. That's it. Okay. Once again, down arrow CO2, up arrow pH, no change bicarb. Then after 20 minutes, we're going to have a mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. So because the respiratory alkalosis is still there, our CO2 is still a down arrow. Now we have a metabolic acidosis because the aspirin, which is salicylic acid, the molecule itself is acidic. It's worked its way into our system, and we now have a decreased bicarbonate. And students will say, oh, that makes sense. Like we started off with a low CO2 and now the bicarb's gone down. That makes sense. It has nothing to do with compensation, okay? It coincidentally looks like a compensation. It's not a compensation. As I just mentioned, if bicarb goes down to compensate, it's going to take at least a day. So for 20 minutes later to magically have our bicarb down, it's not compensations because the aspirin itself, salicylic acid, is acidic. And that's causing the low bicarb. Okay, so aspirin has two effects. It directly causes a respiratory alkalosis by upregulating the respiratory centers in the brain, and it directly causes a metabolic acidosis by itself as a molecule being an acid. So after 20 minutes, you're going to select a down arrow for CO2, you're going to select a down arrow for bicarbonate, and then it's almost always going to be a down arrow for pH. I'd said about 80% of the time. Okay. If they were to ever give you a pH in the normal range, it's because you're in transition from that respiratory alkalosis down into the mixed pathology where the metabolic acidosis wins. Okay. It's much more potent than the respiratory alkalosis. So the metabolic acidosis will win. Most of the time, our pH is down. And if pH is given in the normal range for whatever reason, there's not going to be a debate as to whether that's the correct answer because none of the other answers will work. Or if they give you the lab values in the vignette where you see the pH is low normal, and you're like, that's weird. I thought we were supposed to have a low pH. No, it's not a big deal. The patient's in transition and correct. He or she will develop a low pH in time. So that's really important for aspirin, okay? It's not terribly difficult, but it's something that students frequently get wrong, okay? So I could just continue going through layers of reinforcement on this, but I think just in summary, once again, just acutely respiratory alkalosis only, you're going to select down arrow CO2, up arrow pH, no change bicarb, and then after 20 minutes, answer equals mixed metabolic acidosis, respiratory alkalosis. You're going to choose down arrow CO2, down arrow bicarbonate, down arrow pH. That's it.